Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Coffee farmers to benefit from $60 million donation to boost sector. Stay with us to find out more. And later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Vaughn Davis. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Government pensioners. As of September 1, 2018, all pension payments from the Accountant General's Department will be done via direct deposit to your bank account. This means no pension payment will be done by check. Pensioners still receiving check payments must return completed banking information forms to the AGD before September 17 to ensure there is no disruption in the payment of pensions. For more information, call 876-922-83207, email info@treasury.gov.jm or WhatsApp 876-818-6583. The Accountant General's Department. Touching the life of every Jamaican.
The neediest of Jamaica's 7,000 registered coffee farmers will be able to access funds from a $60 million donation to the sector, thanks to the Leachin family.
This gift is a stopgap solution to the plight faced by our farmers.
Businessman Michael Leachin. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Audley Shaw says the money will be distributed by implementing agency, the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. Under the arrangement, farmers will work with RADA to identify and purchase the resources needed to boost their productivity.
We are going to ensure that this $60 million is expended in the fairest, research-based, empirically research-based, most transparent way where we target those who are most needy, not just as a giveaway, but as an opportunity to begin that turnaround in the productive capacity of this industry.
The donation complements work being done by the ministry to boost productivity levels from 20 boxes per acre to 80 boxes per acre and diversify markets in coffee.
We used to produce 700,000 boxes of Blue Mountain coffee. We're targeting 230,000 to 240,000 boxes right now. That's a pretty sharp decline. High Mountain coffee is even worse. We used to produce 400,000 boxes. We are now doing 20,000 boxes. Something has to be done about it.
The intervention was initiated by Member of Parliament for East Rural St. Andrew, Juliet Holness, who approached Mr. Michael Leachin to outline the plight of coffee farmers and seek his assistance.
That one-time gift to the farmers means that many are going to be comfortably able to send their children back to school this term, and many will be in a position to be able to access through RADA some amount of assistance.
Mrs. Holness says farmers have requested a tractor for them to share between their communities, a truck to transport their coffee to market, as well as pesticides, fungicides, and fertilizer. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When rat lob run round pusja, one day mago end up in a puskra. Translation, when a rat loves to run close to the cat's jaw, one day it will end up in the cat's stomach. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
If you're granted legal aid for a matter in court, the private lawyer assigned must take instructions at the earliest convenience regarding the offense. Inquire about your physical well-being. Represent you vigorously and fearlessly. Ensure full disclosure by the prosecution. Apply for bail. Engage in the necessary research and preparation to advance your case. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, when you play with danger, you will eventually get hurt. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis for producer Anjoui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.